Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy perfect way. O guide me in thy truth divine, and lead me day by day. And what follows, Psalter 60, the stanzas 3 through 5. Thank you. a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 12, the verses 13 through 34. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 12, the verses 13 through 34. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? and which if you without taking thought can add to a stature 1 cubit, if ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Merciful Lord, and then it is pleased thee for the second time on this Lord's Day that we may have a place in thy house. And then by renewal we attempt, as a company of poor sinners, to draw nigh unto thee with our unclean lips, with all our blessings, with our desires, needs, trials, troubles, and with our sins. And to that end, do grant the spirit of prayer and supplication. May our eyes be upon thee. May it please thee to richly dwell and work in our hearts. And then in this evening hour, then by renewal, then we shall be at the bottom of Mount Sinai by renewal to consider a command. And then thou knowest hitherto how it has been in each of our hearts concerning thy law, our sins, our guilt. May there have been confession, may there have been prayer, and an asking for that precious blood of the Lamb of God. And then in this evening hour, then it concerns the law for the protection of our possessions. And then we commend unto thee all the family circles concerning the daily bread. And then the concerns can be so manifold. And our Lord, may we be given to look unto thee, grant profound impressions how dependent we are upon Thee, that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights. And now when we have heard out of the Scriptures of Thy fatherly care through Jesus Christ, Thy Son, then we do well to examine our hearts. And Lord, Thou hast a people upon the earth, and may that number be increased in this hour. Thou art the Father of all creation. Thou art good for Thy creatures, but Thou hast a people upon the earth, wrought upon by the Spirit, that have learned their sinnership, and that the question is, all the desire, the prayer, the assurance, that they may hear it out of Thy only mouth, that they may be a child of the Heavenly Father through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, by the work of the Spirit. Then such souls think to themselves, when they may have that knowledge, then they could fully trust, follow the unsown and unsown ways, casting all Thy care upon Thee, being careful for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making all our requests known unto Thee. But, Lord, Thou hast a people that learns that it needs to be granted every time by renewal, and also in that respect, what the Father has expressed, Lord, I believe. Help Thou my unbelief. To that end, with all the precious gifts, the provision for our family circles, in the midst of all the anxiety, all the cares and trials, may we receive a humble heart to thank Thee for what Thou granteth, and a prayer to continue to provide. Lord, that is the work of the Spirit, and bind us together at Thy throne of grace, is still a blessing and a privilege. When there may be much love in the family circles, in the midst of the congregation, a helping of one another. But Lord, we need, because we have heard out of Thy word concerning our bodily needs, but above all our spiritual needs, our never-dying soul, may it please Thee to that end to work lovingly and irresistibly with Thy Holy Spirit, and do bless the means of grace in the family circles. Do help fathers and mothers to that end. Bless Thy word in the church. Do continue to help the consistory, who is sufficient unto these things. Wilt Thou grant many Aaron's and hers, and bless Thy word in our Christian school. Wilt Thou help and remember all those that are called to instruct, grant traveling mercies. Do help the students. Do work from generation to generation. We commend unto Thee Thy church all over the earth, the established congregations. Do remember, and Thou shalt remember, those that are persecuted on account of the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. We commend unto Thee the Jewish nation, in the midst of all the enmity against them, may that veil be removed. that they may be given not only to understand with the mind, but experience in the hearts that the Messiah has come, and that he sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his chosen church. Ah, Lord, then we all need what the Jews stand in need of. We remember our mission field, thy servant, the team, the husband and wife that are concluding their language studies. Although it continues, we commend unto thee the people in Peru. May your heart be inclined to that end. We remember the nations of the earth, wars and rumors of wars. Wilt thou remember our poor country that has departed so far from thy word, thy institutions, the sins of this land, the bloodshed that crieth for vengeance? Then thou art very patient in thy long suffering also with our country. May we and our dear children, may we be given to behold the signs of the times, hearts to perceive, that oftentimes we may be brought in secret places with a confession of our guilt, a repentance, that godly sorrow, and a seeking for a hiding place, and that is under the wings of Emmanuel, our Lord. There we are safe. Wilt thou grant it by thy Spirit? We remember the many temporal needs, the father in the hospital. May the means be blessed, the calling sanctified. Remember him together with his dear wife, the sick ones that are under the physician's care, in special ways undergoing treatments, our Lord. Thou knowest all their fears, their concerns. May they be given to lay them before thee. Make it profitable for their souls. We remember those that struggle with weakness, difficulties of the mind. Ah, Lord, remember their loved ones, at times so overwhelmed, not knowing what to say, where to turn. May they be given to tell thee everything. May they bring them unto thee, and may it please thee to grant healing. We remember the crosses, the burdens, the scars, all our elderly ones in our care home, those that may still dwell alone. Wilt thou remember sick and failing relatives with their loved ones? Lord, remember all widowers, widows, half orphans, those that have brought children, dear ones, to the cemetery. Ah, those empty places, they remain so empty. Wilt thou continue to remember, grant courage to continue, and above all, may the callings be sanctified. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Then also on the pulpit necessary shall be experienced before the pulpit. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Wilt thou so be a surprising God? Bless thy word to the hearts of young and old. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 136. the four stanzas. At dust to dust the mortal dies, both the foolish and the wise. None forever can remain, each must leave his hoarded gain. And what follows? Psalter 136, the four stanzas. this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 42, the question and answers 110 and 111. Question 110, what doth God forbid in the eighth commandment? Answer, God forbids not only those thefts and robberies which are punishable by the magistrate, but he comprehends under the name of theft all wicked tricks and devices whereby we design to appropriate to ourselves the goods which belong to our neighbor, whether it be by force or under the appearance of right, as by unjust weights, ells, measures, fraudulent merchandise, false coins, usury, or by any other way forbidden by God, as also all covetousness, all abuse and waste of his gifts. Question 111, but what doth God require in this commandment? Answer, that I promote the advantage of my neighbor in every instance I can or may, and deal with him as I desire to be dealt with by others. Further also, that I faithfully labor so that I may be able to relieve the needy. Lord's Day 42 speaks of the eighth commandment, a commandment concerning our possessions. Four thoughts. First, lawfully receiving our possessions. Secondly, rightly using our possessions. Thirdly, unlawfully taking our neighbor's possessions. And in the fourth place, lovingly distributing our possessions. The eighth commandment, a commandment concerning our possessions. Lawfully receiving our possessions. Rightly using our possessions. Unlawfully taking our neighbor's possessions. And lovingly distributing our possessions. Beloved congregation, this evening hour by renewal, we are gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai. We have been gathered already many times. We have heard seven commandments. And then we have heard how guilty that we are. Are we guilty? Have we become guilty? After each commandment, how did we go home? Maybe there were those discouraged, thought to themselves, it is hopeless. I have heard that I am a great sinner. Must be no hope for me. Of course, that is not a solution. And then we do well, after each commandment, unconverted and converted, that we are given to confess our sins, repent of our sins, and ask for the forgiveness of our sins. We do well to consider that God has given His law in His wisdom and in His goodness. What a privilege and what a blessing that we still live in a country where there is still respect for authority, still laws, other countries where there is so much disorder, so much corruption. Thus a blessing that there are speed limits, that we have police to make our roads safe, boys and girls, when your father and mother takes you up into the mountains, then I thank you it is good that when there are very deep ravines, that there are guardrails along the road, that there are signs to warn us when there is a curve ahead and it can be multiplied out. And now in this evening, it is a commandment that concerns our possessions. And at the end of the answer in 110, they are called His gifts. We are stewards, and it is a privilege also in that respect. Does not mean there are no trials. Also concerning the daily bread in family circles, but compared to many other countries, what a privileged and what a blessed people we are. There is not one family in our midst that is no food in the cupboards. In formerly day it was so. Many countries that people need to live from day to day, but we do well that we remember that all our possessions, that they are His gifts. We have heard from a rich, foolish farmer, and then he has described it thus: my fruits, my barns, my goods. No acknowledgement that it was from the Lord. No humility, no thankfulness. And with all His blessings and with His increase, He was not exercised with His never-dying soul. So little impression that that day when He has made that statement that it could be His last and that He would be ushered into eternity. The Scripture clearly declares the right to own possessions. The Scripture does not promote socialism, perhaps one asked, but he read in the early church that there were those that have sold their lambs and brought it at the apostles' feet, but that was free will. Then the poor did not say to the richer, thine is also mine. there's a great blessing that in our family circles, in the congregation, there is much love, much helping one another when there are special needs, in the way of meals and many other ways. Let us never minimize those blessings, but now the right to own possessions. We read of those possessions in Psalm 50, that everything, every beast of the field, the cattle upon 10,000 upon the mountains, Haggai 2 verse 8, the gold and the silver, it all belongs to the Lord. But then he entrusts unto the children of men that they may be stewards to use those goods. And now with the acquiring of our possessions, then in the first place, our instructors, at the end of this Lord's Day, they have stated that I faithfully labor. A blessing and a privilege when the Lord grants health, strength, courage, and joy to perform our daily labors. Solomon has stated in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 13, and also that every man eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labors. It is the gift of God. Does not mean that it is always easy. As a consequence of our sin, the Lord has said unto Adam that he must labor in the sweat of his face. Thus difficulties and trials, and therefore necessary that we do it prayerfully, and now those labors that includes young and old, our boys and girls, helping their parents, children, with their studies, that is all included in this Lord's Day. Fathers earning the daily bread, we read in the marriage form concerning the bridegroom, that he faithfully labor, have something to give to the poor. Concerning the bride, that she is diligent in her house, honesty and virtue without pride, to provide for her household. Thus, that we earn our possessions by faithfully and diligently laboring, may also receive gifts, and it may also be by the way of inheritance. Of course, that all includes gambling, playing lotteries, how many there are in this country that hope to become rich by playing the lottery. May we and our children be kept by those things, because they read in Romans 13 verse 10 that love is the fulfilling of the law. And when we play the lottery, then there is no love for our neighbor. Then we desire to become rich at the expense of our neighbor. And history tells us those that have won a great price, much unhappier than they were before. When we consider this commandment with lawfully receiving our possessions, and when we consider Lord's Day number 10, the providence of the Lord, that the Lord directs everything even to the smallest matters, does not exclude our diligence, and that the Lord is the sovereign dispenser of everything upon this earth, then what is the reason that man steals? In the first place, we are born a thief. Began in paradise. There we have tried to rob God of his authority and of his honor. In the second place, a person steals because of unbelief, not believing that the Lord has everything in his hand. When a person tries to appropriate from his neighbor, from the government, what is not his portion, then he surely does not have a profound impression that the Lord rules over everything, that the Lord can cause us to come in an accident on the road. Lord has the clouds in his hand, that he can send hail upon us. Lord's Day number 10, health and sickness. Everything that he had in his hand, then a robber. And it can be, because our instructors, they speak of wicked tricks and devices. And those wicked tricks and devices, they are devised. They come out of wicked hearts. And then when we steal, then we do not believe what we read in Proverbs 10, verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Further, dissatisfaction with our lot, envy, speak of greed, hope to hear the Lord willing when he granteth it, the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. Tis written in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Not having a tender conscience, the blessed portion of an Agur. Agur's learned much. Proverbs 30, the verses 7 through 9. Grant me neither riches nor poverty. What a prayer. Neither riches nor poverty. He was afraid if he became too poor, he would be tempted to steal, and too rich, that he would forget his God. Further, when we have so little impression that we have no continuing city, we have sung together out of Psalter 136, so little impression that we are traveling to a never-ending eternity, so little impression of our never-dying soul, that we are focused so much on the time that we actually think we shall remain here forever, although ask our older ones, when they become older, then they are given to see and to realize that it shall not continue forever. Even sometime when we become old, that we cannot even enjoy our possessions because of pain and infirmities. our second thought, rightly using our possessions. And then the instructors have spoken of the abuse at the end of answer 110. All abuse and waste of his gifts. Do we oftentimes struggle with those matters? With everything that the Lord provides, gives, blesses us with, what is now the purpose? And when we read abuse of his gifts, that we do not work to satisfy our sinful and unlawful desires. Further, necessary, if we read the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, what Solomon has written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then he has spoken often of our material possessions, of our labors, the Lord's blessing, and then it is the duty and the responsibility of fathers and mothers with the help of the Lord to instruct their children in these things, not to waste and abuse of gifts. And every child is different. Every person is different. When we read the Bible, then in the Bible, there are 31,173 verses. And 2,000 of those verses, they refer to our possessions, our wealth, how we use it, even many parables of the Lord Jesus Christ, they speak of money. Then waste, we have heard not so long ago of Matthew 14, when Christ has multiplied the loaves, the fishes, that at the end all the fragments were gathered up. We are called to be frugal, not living above our means. We must not be as a miser as a Nabal was, and of course, a miser shall not call himself a miser, but he shall say that he is frugal. A waster shall tell that he is liberal. And I read concerning our duty, our responsibility, 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, for if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied his faith and is worse than an infidel. Our third thought, unlawfully taking our neighbor's possessions. And the commandment is exceeding broad. Then we speak of material theft, large thefts, or boys and girls can understand that if we rob a man of $1,000, that is a great theft. But it is also a theft when a boy or girl steals a candy or a loony, maybe out of the mother's purse. It is all included. And when we speak of material thefts, literal stealing, think of Rachel, took her father's idol, Achan, took out of Jericho what was forbidden. Then in this Lord's Day, the instructors are given to speak of the times, because then they mention not only those thefts and robberies, which are punishable by the magistrates, and then they also speak of other matters, of unjust weights, we would say weigh scales, that have been tampered with, counterfeit money. In the time when our Heidelberg Catechism was written, then there were not so many specific laws concerning those matters. We know in our day there are laws pertaining to those matters. Then we speak of the government filling our tax form, and honestly, Christ has said in Matthew 22, verse 21, that we render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, unto God what is God. When we take advantage of the poor, to give an example, I have read many years ago, there was a widow, father and husband had died. Two children, a little girl with a little baby brother. And that baby brother was quite sickly. And in those days, there were not schools in many areas. Many were too poor. Thus, what has that little girl done in the summertime? A simple story for our children. She got up very early with a little cart, with some boxes, and she went to a farmer asking whether she could pick some berries, and then she would try to sell them and make a profit, because in the business world, a reasonable profit is permitted. So she went early in the morning, was diligent, picked some boxes of berries, and then each morning she would go down a different street and try to sell those berries. And then I have read she came to a door of a lady who was quite rich. And then girl says, I have some berries for sale. They were very beautiful berries, good quality, and we shall say $1 a box. And that lady said to that little girl, I shall buy 4, but at 75 cents apiece. And that little girl said, then much of my profit is gone. She thought of her baby brother. The woman said, it's what'll pay. So the girl, she thought of her baby brother, her young brother. She received $3. Then I think we can all understand that that lady would have been much happier if she said, girl, they are such beautiful berries, and you are diligent, I shall give you a $5 bill. Simple instruction. That we have special compassion upon the sick, upon the poor. Then further, a concerning theft, then we can also steal time. When we are not on time for work, of course, can be special circumstances that we have difficulties getting to work, but under normal circumstances that we are on time and then also this commandment with our phones, that we do not use our phones for personal use when we are working for our employer, because then we are stealing the employer's time. And then when we have something to message or to ask, that before we call, that we consider the time. If I would call my friend, am I then using their employer's time? Thus also this commandment concerns our time. And when we consider students in school, in catechism classes, and when they do not behave so well or pay so much attention, then such students, they are actually stealing from the instructor, since they got to pay attention to the behavior of the students, then they are also stealing from their fellow classmates who have come to listen and to learn, and who are sad when there are students that do not behave so well. They are the happiest children when there are classrooms where the children work together to behave and to pay attention. We could speak of the stealing of wisdom. When we copy, when we steal wisdom from our fellow students, we are called to use our talents which the Lord grants. We could speak of stealing honor that is not due unto us. I read in Acts 12 of Herod, when he has given a speech, that they have applauded him, said it was as the voice of God. He did not take that honor to himself, but he was silent. And then the Lord has smitten him with worms. Oh, we can be praised in different ways, different circumstances, and then when we are silent, not even mentioning the goodness and the blessing of the Lord, then we are also thieves. I have read, what a blessing, I repeat it, that we may still live in a country where there is order, where there are many laws made for the protection of our possessions. There are countries, even in Bolivia, most places, they have a fence around their house. South Africa, so dangerous that all the dwellings' properties have fences. Many have hired a guard with a mean watchdog to protect their possessions. Then we are still very privileged, but as a country departs from God's word, then there comes more robbery. The conscience shall no longer speak, and it shall be a downward spiral. Matthew Henry, he has written that once he was robbed of his money, and then he has come home and given to reflect upon what has taken place. And then he was humbled and he was filled with thanksgiving. Then maybe, boys and girls, you say, but how can you be thankful when a robber has come to rob me of my money? Then he had four reasons. In the first place, that he had never been robbed before. In the second place, it is true, the robber has robbed him of all his money that he had on him, but he still had more money at home. In the third place, that he was robbed of his money, but not of his life. And what do you think the fourth reason was? Can you think of it? Matthew Henry had one more reason to thank the Lord. And that reason was that he was the robbed and that he was not the robber. Let us first sing Psalter 18, the first four stanzas. Why standest thou afar, O Lord? Why art thou hid in trouble's hour? The wicked persecute the poor in haughty pride and reckless power. And what follows? Psalter 18, the first four stanzas. The eighth commandment, a commandment concerning our possessions, unlawfully receiving, rightfully using, unlawfully taking, and then we could also speak of spiritual robbery, when we spend all our gifts, our time concerning our bodily needs, and we rob our soul, when we rob the Lord of the one day, the Lord's day, which He has given for our own use, when we take the promises for the children of God, and those promises, they have an address, and we appropriate them unto ourselves, and what we steal, we must give back. Our last thought, lovingly distributing our possessions. So that oftentimes a question and a struggle. With everything that the Lord grants, blessing upon our labors, as many gifts, what is the purpose? And who is it for? The question shall not be so profound, for many a family circle concerning their children, their daily bread, and when they may be given to set a portion aside for the Lord, for the poor. Receive guidance in the Old Testament, but also written thereof in the New Testament, the tithe, the sacrifices. But that should be a greater question when the Lord grants a great abundance, when He prospers our labors, when He has richly blessed us. What is now the purpose of that blessing? And who is it for? What portion may I use for myself? What portion for God's kingdom? And what portion for the poor? Solomon, it is clear, and the Lord has blessed him. He could do what his heart desired, building vineyards. He has received much prosperity, but then in his writings, then we hear questions concerning his possessions, concerning his riches, and concerning everything that he has received. Then there's a blessing. When under all our blessings, we may be humbled. Under the Lord's goodness, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits? And then we repeat it. Great blessing. When amongst us and our children in the churches, when there is a need, there are liberal hearts, that the poor are remembered. I read in Proverbs 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And then what a great and profound responsibility it is concerning our possessions. Solomon, with all his wisdom that he has received, we do read that it took 7 years to build God's house and 13 years to build his own house. He has gathered many riches, and after 5 years, Shishak, the king of Egypt, has come and taken many of those riches to Egypt. Our instructors, they use two words, can and may. Can, according to our ability, the Lord loveth the cheerful giver. But they have also used the word may, called to use discretion. We can understand when there is a family, let's say that the husband and father, that's an awful thing. When he is a drunkard and they come to much poverty, then we are not using very good discretion when we give such a drunkard money, then it is better to bring them some boxes of groceries. Concerning this commandment, then it is so simply stated in Matthew 7, verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Then this commandment speaks of business, of trade, of our possessions. But how is it now with us and our children, with that heavenly trade between God and our soul? Concerning our blessings, whether there is thankfulness, concerning our sin, our debt. We read in Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46, that there was a tradesman. And the tradesman did not only live for the time. A seeking soul. And he has found many goodly pearls. Oh, those are the graces that the Spirit works in the life of the children of God. Faith, hope, love, repentance, humility, joy. But a trader that has discovered with all those goodly pearls that he could not pay his debt. So that become our concern. The foot of Mount Sinai. It's true, it is in the part of gratitude. Child of God, we hope to hear at the end of the explanation the purpose. But now the traitor, he has come across the pearl of great price. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has purchased his people for body and for soul. We have heard it read out of Luke 12, that Christ is also spoken of the daily cares of the people of God. Can be so manifold. Privilege, when we may be given to experience providential dealings, a blessing, when the Lord, when there is need, when he sends a raven, and that those providential dealings may bring us closer to his word and to his throne, and now that pearl of great price. I read of him something very special in Psalm 69, verse 4. Then I restored that which I took not away. Messianic Psalm. Then Christ has never stolen from his fellow man, never stolen his Father's honor, has obeyed the law perfectly, also the eighth commandment. Then I restored that which I took not away. Then Christ, he has given himself in the council of peace. He was willing to take the sins of his people, also the sins against the eighth commandment. There's not one in this evening that is not guilty. Privilege and a blessing. When we may become guilty the first time by renewal concerning those points, but now Christ was willing to take also the sins of the eighth commandment upon him for his people. Then I restored that which I took not away, satisfied his Father's justice, and in that way made a way for his people to be saved. Amen. Let us close. Lord, by renewal, we have been up Mount Sinai, and then there is not one among the small, among the young, the older ones, that can return to their dwellings satisfied, content, and then it is needful that sin becomes sin, guilt becomes guilt, that we are instructed that the law of the Lord is exceeding broad, and that we need a Savior that we may be pardoned. We may commence another week, another month. May it please thee to watch over us, the mothers in the home, the children, daytime, the night watches. Do also remember and help those that are called to work in the night, the elderly, the sick, those that work in the emergency department. Remember on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Lord, grant that thankfulness, that humility, with all the blessings which thou granteth unto us and our children, and may we lay all our needs humbly before thee. Wilt thou remember the congregation in the Lord's day to come? Help the consistory, the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound. Wilt thou remember all? And then we commend unto thee our branch. Grant traveling mercies to that end, where on the coming Lord's Day they hope to take up habitation in a new place of worship. May it be a place where thou dwelleth and worketh mightily and richly by thy Spirit. Remember also us as a people with a planned new sanctuary. Then we commend the committee unto thee with their extensive labors, responsibilities. Wilt thou help, wilt thou guide, wilt thou lead. May they also be remembered in prayer, and may it all prosper in thy hand. Provide the gold and the silver, and that thou may work from generation to generation. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 98, the first two stanzas, the good man's steps are led aright, his way is pleasing in God's sight, established it shall stand. And what follows, Psalter 98, the first two stanzas. Blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.